These are the channelings of the Everlasting Gospel brought forth by Alan Michael. This chapter is entitled The New Jerusalem, and it is in Book 12, Utopia. As the planet's aura, our collective computer mind bank, gives up its hell, so to speak, then there will only be positive soul force in our space. The world will be only of joy and spiritual truth. Over 1 million people at a time will visit Spirit God's great city, the New Jerusalem, when it comes into orbit about our planet, inspiring everyone to get their consciousness into ultimate unlimited mind clairvoyance. We are not to wait for this colossal event to happen. It will happen automatically when the vibrations are high enough to deliver the most souls. When it comes, then all things are finalized. ETI contact ends the satanic power by acting to fission it out of the space as the New Jerusalem enters into the planet's aura. The nuclear weapons and waste will be taken up by spaceships and exploded harmlessly in the lower astral plane, which is the repository of satanic power in the form of antimatter. This contact of atomic matter and antimatter neutralizes all satanic power, which will no longer exist to animate the people. Plus, in one clean move, the planet is disarmed of all nuclear weapons. This demonstration will all be explained in advance to the people. It will cause the immediate disarmament of all armies on the planet. Peace will reign at last, real peace, based on holding all things common. The New Jerusalem comes in over world television and starts to broadcast live video feeds from eternity. These broadcasts will show life in other planets and views of the 24 huge galactic planets that are in close orbit to the great central sun. And then, further out, the billions of solar systems that orbit the great central sun of this immaculate scepter galaxy. Further still, we see endless numbers of galaxies filling all creation. Live video feeds from Galactica will be more real news, information, and entertainment than people can now possibly imagine. None of the old, boring commercial video is ever shown again. Neither will there ever again be governments run by ignorant men, nor any of the oppressive social institutions associated with them. There will only be autonomous self-government, with the whole world in harmony, because life is being orchestrated through us telepathically by Spirit God's intelligence, which brings everyone absolute freedom, security, and abundance. That is just how wonderful God is. Spirit God knows only perfect, so it brings only perfect blessings to everyone. Up to now, all people have fallen short of its perfection, and all are forgiven their transgressions, whether large or small. How could it be any other way? Spirit God has had to let this old world go on until its predetermined end, because the satanic thought already recorded in the planet's aura is animating the bodies, automatically causing the evil which takes place. Souls and bodies here have to have new thought, which will play back and animate them according to God's radiating thought. And this is why the Great World Celebration, bringing a worldwide work stoppage karma yoga exercise and the 30-30 plan into being. And these are so important. These ideas, words, and finally the action resonate soul force, which sounds in words in space, and the words play back and animate the bodies to carry out the Great World Celebration. Everyone will participate. Telepathic communications from ETI Galactica will come to all of us, along with the programs from other parts of the universe beaming in through satellite television. All the doubting Thomases will be transformed, realizing there is no man Satan, only satanic power, which creates negative effects arising from wrong social causes. Playing back from the space and matter atoms of the territories where they have been recorded. They will also realize we are all the Christ Spirit for whom we seek. All souls and bodies are already beginning to receive the new heart and new mind, along with all the courage necessary to reach for the stars. This great space city, the New Jerusalem, is 10 miles long by a half mile high and 2 miles wide. It will hold over 1 million people at a time who will be automatically selected to go there for visits. Spaceships will come for them at rendezvous points and take them up for a visit, where they will experience many new things. For example, they will see how an entity can be taken out of an injured or diseased body and put in a new one. This, of course, will overcome what the people experience as physical death. These things will be done in alpha, beta, and gamma light, where we can see the entity come out of the sick or injured body and enter into a new body. They haven't done this on Star Trek yet, for example, because they're limited by the old Babylon establishment box office. In reference to this statement, we see all of the negative effects on the planet as being relative. It is not that there are really Babylon harlots who keep the New World from being born. It is ours for the doing of these great spiritual things. Nothing can prevent these things from happening. Our unlimited thought of higher mind comes from creation's ideas. The New Jerusalem will be the headquarters of our new worldwide communal government, which is also autonomous self-government. It is an illusion that there has to be time in traveling and that a spaceship would have to carry fuel when the electromagnetic field is full of potent electricity. In perfect universe, travel is virtually instantaneous, according to mind. In weightless, crash-proof, causation spacecraft, creation is all a vast idea, a field of thought, manifesting out of God-mind's consciousness of oneness. In regards to planets, since we can grow a pumpkin in the garden of nature, then why can't planets form from another kind of ethereal seed and grow in a space garden? Well, they can and do. Suns and whole galaxies also manifest in this same quantum mind energy way. Things become relatively simple when the unlimited universal mind is used. But in order for Earthlings to get up here in this dimension, science had to begin as it did, in matter. And as consciousness expands, it reaches the place where technology levels off and cosmic science from the universe brings the higher capstone technology and its mind-over-matter electronics. In the coming paradise millennium, people in all the world's cities will express the highest social creativity imaginable, after we do the most important things first, like ending starvation and getting all people into adequate housing. All hunger will be eradicated, war abolished, poverty ended, and disease eliminated. We will clean up the existing cities, eradicating the slums and converting the office buildings into real social uses such as housing, childcare, recreation, and entertainment. the environment will be reclaimed and brought back to its pristine state of natural wonder and beauty. All pollution of air, water, and soil cleaned up. In truth, everyone on the planet will participate in recreating the whole world. We will do this together with a great sense of joyous service, not at all like a big work project. Given the present crisis state of degeneration in the physical environment, it will take a while for Mother Nature to repair the major damage, even with full spiritual power restored here. Most of all, people will live joyous, happy lives as they go through the final stages of their soul redemption, processing the karmic dross out of their aura as they rebalance their etheric cognition switches into attunement with higher cosmic consciousness. There are about 8 billion entities left here to be redeemed from this planet's aura. And at the end of the new paradise millennium, all remaining souls will transcend. Placentia, planet of plenty and rebirth, is the name of this world, and it is a special Carlinon healing project. The word Carlinon is of unilinguistics. To ETI Galactica, it means a technological planetary project set up to redeem microcosms through time bodies in Anon, the future, from a solar system which has been ruined. When the entities here are redeemed, the solar system is dematerialized, causing no problems for neighboring solar systems. The solar system is defunct and cannot be rebuilt. Read Revelation 20, verses 14 and 15. These verses say, "And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found in the book of life," our Akashic Records, Collective Mind Bank, or Morphic Resonance, "was cast into the lake of fire." The idea that entities will be cast into eternal hell is purely false prophecy. The lake of fire refers to the planets of this ruined solar system, not the entities here on the planet, converging into the sun. This isn't a big hydrogen explosion, as astronomers think, who have been shown other suns which greatly enlarged, glowing red, followed by a tremendous light which glowed white hot for a few days. The planets and moons are simply drawn into the sun and it all explodes into a giant gas ball which eventually dematerializes. The space clears and the surrounding solar systems adjust to the clear space. When this takes place, the souls here will be gone, having transcended, been redeemed back into normal universe. Bible theologians haven't known the exact order of these things. This comes at the end of the thousand-year millennium that we are in now. The expression that death and hell are cast into the lake of fire and this is the second death means that the death and satanic hell of this project planet, along with the planets, moons, and sun of this solar system, are gone. The first death was the solar catastrophe, and the second death is the physical end of this solar system, which is actually a graduation celebration, a total spiritual rebirth for the entities here as they transcend in higher consciousness back into normal universe. Spirit God writes through this hand that no one need have fear or judgment or retribution any longer. The phrase indicating that unconscious souls will be disposed of is false prophecy. Spirit God only has perfect judgment as to the process of ending a ruined solar system and redeeming itself, its microcosms, from the space. in this little book, which Spirit God writes through a hand coordinated with the universal mind, we means both of us, as well as all persons who help Spirit God and its channels to bring a new heaven and earth into being on our new Placentia planet. We are inspired to build a utopian paradise world in which there are no longer any negative effects. In the first part of our new world, beginning now, we will clean up and beautify our present cities. Slums will be eradicated and the people will be given new housing. The office buildings will no longer be needed for businesses, so they can be converted into living quarters and other vital social uses. The automobile will become obsolete. The use and need for gas and oil will end. We will draw unlimited clean energies directly from the electromagnetic field in space to heat and light buildings, supply power for industry, and to run our transportation, which will be overhead in weightless and crash-proof spaceships. We will not have to build any of this equipment. It will be delivered here by Galactica, along with many other marvels. And of course, it's all free. Spirit God operates a free universe of total abundance. Our new cities will have no streets for cars. Instead, there will be beautiful promenades with trees and flowers, pools, fountains, and parks. Beautiful, wonderful gardens filled with natural organic herbs and vegetables will be everywhere. We will have romance, beauty, dancing, and singing, clean, fresh air, clean water, and no more smog. With our new kind of Dynadran power plants, it will not be necessary to turn the dynamos with an auxiliary force, such as steam, water, or wind. There will be no more use of internal combustion engines and their fossil fuels. Transportation will be overhead in spaceships. We will not have to string wires or have light bulbs and light fixtures as they are presently used. The lighting of rooms and the outside of buildings is done with the right application of alpha-beta rays, which make the paint, stone, and materials fluoresce. It is a beautiful light which displays the full spectrum of colors and can be adjusted for brightness. Our sun sends out a great double fountain of energies from its poles, which envelop all of its planets. The alpha rays radiate out from one pole, and the beta rays radiate from the opposite pole. And where they blend together, there forms a synthesis of light. The planets and moons are turned and held in their orbits by these rays. Because our planet's aura is negated, when we supercharge it again with radiant words spoken and deeds done, our moon will start to turn again and the natural life cycles on the planet will be restored to balance. Everything changes, especially our food. There will be no more processed foods containing preservatives or additives which have caused degenerative diseases. All the old chemicals and gases that are harmful will no longer be made. People will begin to eat vital natural foods that come directly from the vine of life. Bodies will start to heal automatically as people feed themselves vital organic food. People awaken to see that all life is precious, especially their own, and must be treated as such.